gördüğü kulun şir kafe ve loşi şiva. Hey tişve hey toşu mem. Hey. October 1st, January 4th and 1st.
Because Rabbi Yisrael Pranine, we don't pass for like Rabbi Yisrael Pranine. Because Rabbi Yisrael Pranine says, Dako, Lidako, Ligaso, Ligaso, whereas the big pastors like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, and Dako, Lidako, so coach, Behemo, Lidako, Behemo, Gaso, Lidako. So it would have been better for the Rabbi to mention Rabbi Hanine's memory, rather than Rabbi Yisim or Rabbi Hanine's memory. They both spell out the Alochen, the preparation is considered, time element involved in preparation is considered. But Rabbi Hanine just mentions this din and that's all. And he doesn't mention any controversial point. But Rabbi Yisim or Rabbi Hanine, he mentions this Chiddush, which is not controversial, but he also mentions the controversial point that is contrary to the view of Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan. He says, Dako Lidako Bigaso Lidaso, so Kosh Gaso Lidako, whereas Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan say, he mentions Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan's memory of Atul Behemo Liof, so Kolshken Behemo Gaso Lidako, Behemo Gaso Lidako, and the Dalot, not like Rabbi Yisrael Pranine, who says Gaso Ligaso, Gaso Ligaso, and Dako Lidako, not Behemo Gaso Lidako. So why does he mention Rabbi Yisrael Pranine's memory, not Rabbi Pranine's memory? So the answer, Kina Lohit Rab Khalisran Khotov. So the answer is the reason as to why he mentions Rabbi Yisrael Pranine's memory rather than Rabbi Pranine's memory, because Rabbi Yisrael Pranine spells out more the Shio Hadboye Ve'abotzi. And Rabbi Pranine is obscure in his expression. So he said, "Pirush tvei shir agvoy rabot ki yesh li dadik me'acha sheposak rabalpes halochet Rabbi Yechanan lo'omar behem olei uposak nama halochet libinon shir ki dey abotze ki misharinon behem olei im misharinon ki shir agvoy rabotze behem olei oi ki shir shritas behem olei chude." So he has his topic. According to Rav Alpes, now he passes Rabbi Yechanan that it's Behim Olei. What does it mean, Behim Olei? Behim Ogas Olei. And Kolshkin. Kolshkin, Behim Ogas Olei Dako. So the question is, when he passes like Rabbi Yechanan, that Behim Olei, does he have reference only to the act of Shechita itself, Behim Olei? But in regard to the preparation, then we are not Mishaya in terms of Behim Olei, but we are Mishaya in terms of the Balchai Shechts, or we are Mishaya in terms of Behim Olei, even in connection with the preparation, not only in connection with the act of Shechita itself.
So
what now he mentions is very big thing. A very big Chiddush, an amazing Chiddush. He says, First he says that inasmuch as the Rif passes Aloha to Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, and Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan say, Atul Beim Olei, so it means Beim Mugas Olei, and Kolshin, Beim Mugas Olei Dako, Beim Mugas Olei Dako. And then he says, but that's only in connection with the act of Shchit. You see, there are two elements that we have to consider. One element is the element of the act of Shchita itself. And the other element is the element of preparation. So vis-a-vis the act of Shchita itself, so the Rif passes that we have to consider the time involved in the act of Shechting Igas. Even if he shechts enough, so we have to consider the time that is involved in shechting an axe. Let's say, assuming the Achmosh, I'm not saying that 4 minutes is required in shechting an axe, but let's say that 4 minutes is required in shechting an axe. So in other words, so we allot 4 minutes, even if he shechts enough, so 4 minutes that is involved in shechting an axe. But then we also have to consider the time element involved in the preparation. So as far as the preparation is concerned, so then it depends upon the time that is involved in the Balchai shechts. If he shechts an axe, so then the preparation, the time involved in preparing an axe, in restraining an axe, is 5 minutes. Then we have to allot 5 minutes for restraining the axe, preparing it to be marbit the axe on the floor, to put it in a position to be nishchat, and 4 minutes for the act of shchita, 9 minutes altogether. But if he shechts a behemo dako, so as far as the time element involved in the act of shchita itself, so we have to consider the time element involved in shechting an axe, which is 4 minutes. But as far as preparing the adam, as far as preparation is concerned, we only have to consider the time involved in preparing the dako. Let's say preparing the dako takes 2 minutes. So, in other words, so it will be altogether 7 minutes. I mean, it will be for 6 minutes, 4 minutes and 2 minutes. 4 minutes. Now, if he shechts enough, so we have to consider for the act of shchita the 4 minutes involved in shechting an axe, but for the act of preparing the hof, for preparing, we have to consider the time element that is involved in preparing the hof. How much does it involve? Maybe a third of a minute, at most. At most, a third of a minute. It's a very strange thing. So the Rosh is saying that according to the Rosh, we draw a distinction between the time involved in the act of Shchita itself from the Baal Chai Shech and the time involved in preparing. As far as the preparation, so the criterion is the preparation involved in the particular Baal Chai that you shech, whether it's an axe, a gaso, or a dako, or an off, but as far as the act of shchita, so we only consider the time involved in shechting the gaso. That's very strange, but this is what he says. Umistaber di bishchitas behemo lechude misharino, v'umakino kula hayrishaya be'arboye ve'arboce di behemo lo, uve'ochen niche, Mashihevi, the Rabbi Rabchanine. So in other words, so the Rosh says that as far as off is concerned, so we are only Mishaya in terms of the time involved in Shechting Igas. But we do not Mishaya in terms of the time involved in preparing in preparing the gasa. In preparing the gasa. Why not? Why not? How is it that as far as the behemo is concerned, so when you shech the behemo, you have to consider the time involved in preparing the behemo. But as in regard to an oath, you only have to consider the time involved in shechting the behemo, not the time involved in preparing the behemo. Why? Because what's this for? Because there is very little time involved in preparing the oath. So merely we don't have to consider, since the preparation of an oath involves a minimum of time, just seconds, so merely we ignore the element of preparation. In a behemoth where it involves a considerable time, so merely we have to consider the time involved in the preparation. Mashiach in an oath where the time involved in preparing an oath, in restraining an oath is minimal. It's clarifying. So merely we ignore the element of preparation. So that means that according to the Rav, so when you shech the gaso, so you have to, now the way the Bach explains the Rosh, so the way the Bach in his Perush of the Tur explains the Rosh, so the Rosh is saying as follows. If you shech the behemo gaso and ox, then you have to consider the time involved in preparing an ox and the time involved in shechting an ox. If you shecht a behemo dako, you also have to consider the time involved in preparing an ox, not the delet that you shecht, and the time involved in shechting an ox. But if you shecht an oaf, you only have to consider the time involved in shechting an ox. And the time involved in preparing an ox, you don't have to consider. Not the time involved in preparing an ox, or not the time involved in preparing the lamb, not the time involved in preparing an oaf. Because the preparation of an oaf is minimal, it's clarifying. So maybe we ignore that preparation. We ignore it as if it didn't involve any preparation. Since the time involved in restraining an oath is minimal, so we ignore it completely. We ignore it completely. Now, so far the Rosh is saying, according to the Bach's Pshat, and that's how it's mashma from what the Rosh said before, ומאחר שפוסח הלוכה כרבי יחן ושמואל, דאפילו בהים או ליאוף, כל שמילים שרים הם בשיעזגס או לידק. בשיעזגס או לידק. So that means that we are משייר, when you שכת אידקו, you are משייר, the time involved in שכתים איגסו. איגסו. But he adds, when you shecht an oath, you only have to consider the time involved in the act of shechita of the oath, but not the time involved in restraining the oath, because that's of minimal quantity, so mele we ignore it. ומסתבר במשפטים ולחוד המשאבים, ולא עם מקלינון. כל היי ישייה בהגבוה והרבוצה לבין הלאום ובאוכן ניחה מה שהיא בית רבי יסי ברב חנינה לפי שפירש בדבורו הגבוה והרבוצה דקו לדקו וגסו לגסו ואיף ואיף ואף על גב דין הלוכה כמי סי בשחיתוס דקו לדקו ודמים ואף על גב דין הלוכה כמי סי בשחיתוס דקו לדקו because the הלוכה is because the halacha is not like Rabbi Yisrael Chafanin, who says that we are mishayah in terms of the particular behemoth that you shech, but the halacha is that, like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that we are Mashiach in terms of the time involved in Shechini Gaso, even in connection with the North, and certainly in connection with the Beim Odako. So he says, but, Bishvaafal Gal, din Aloha Kamesi, Bishvaas Dako Lidako, Be'agboye Be'arbotze, Dako Lidako, Aloha Kamesi. So as far as the preparation is concerned, so he's saying here that as far as preparation is concerned, so we have to consider Dako Lidako, not Gaso Lidako. But that seems to be inconsistent with what the Rosh said before, that Miacha, that they give paskins like Shmuel Rabbeichan, and we say, Atu Behem Oliof, so Kolshkin Behem Olidako. So your Mishaya, in terms of the time involved in shechting a Behem Ogaso, even when we shecht a Dako, and here he says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina in connection with the act of Shechita itself. So there we are Mishaya in terms of Gaso, in respect to every Baal Chai that we shech. But in terms, in connection with the preparation, so we measure it in terms of the preparation involved in the particular behemoth, not the preparation that is involved in Shechting in Gaso. So it's Istira Bnei Obey. So the Bach says that when the Rosh says, Bishkitas Dako Lidako Ve'agboye Ve'arbotze Dako Lidako Aloha Kemeisei, he only means Bishkitas Dako Lidako Aloha Kemeisei, not Ve'agboye Ve'arbotze Dako Lidako Aloha Kemeisei. Why does he mention Ve'agboye Ve'arbotze Dako Lidako? So that he just mentions the Lashon of Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina. Because Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina mentions Ve'agboye Ve'arbotze in Shkite, and that boy of our botze dako lidako. So he mentions the lotion of Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina, but the aloha like Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina is only in connection with the act of shechita itself, not in connection, that the aloha is only like Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina in connection with the act of Shechita itself. So he says, Bishchitas. So he says, Vavol gav din aloha kemeisei, Bishchitas dako lidako, Ve'agboye ve'arbotze dako lidako aloha kemeisei. So he means that we are Mishaye, we paskin like Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina in connection with Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina's memory that we are Mishayeh in respect to the act of Shchite. We are Mishayeh in terms of the time that is involved in Shechting Ebein. Now we'll see the lashon of the in the tour of the Bach. He says, "Behold, because of the Rosh, the Agboy and the Avot say Daka Lidaka Aloha Kemeisei, we know that Daka Lidako, El Mishendoche U Mishne the Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina, the Inkavnose El Leima, the Agboy and the Avot say Aloha Kemeisei." In other words, because Rabbi Yisrael Rav Hanina mentioned the new Chiddush, that we also consider the preparation for the Shchit, the time involved in the preparation. So, and that din. That din, Reb Shmuel and Reb Yechanan Matzchili. So on that din, we pascha like a basic panini. That din we pascha like a panini. But not that we pascha like a basic panini, dakali dakali. Rabbi Yitzchak himself says that we have to measure it in terms of the particular balchai that we share. So in other words, Rabbi Yitzchak agrees with Rav. So we don't pass from like Rabbi Yitzchak, because the Rav passes like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So we always measure it in terms of the time that is involved in the shechita of the gasa. But when he says the daka with daka aloha Rabbi Yisrael Chanine, he just mentions his marim mokim, Rabbi Yisrael Chanine's memre, that Hagboye Barbot is also considered. But not as Rabbi Yisrael Chanine says, it's considered in terms of the time involved in the particular behemoth or malchai that he shecht. But we pass from like Rabbi Yisrael Chanine's din, even though Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan don't mention it, that Agboye and Arbote, the time involved in Agboye and Arbote is considered. But we measure it in terms of the Agboye and Arbote that is involved in preparing a gaso rather than the particular behemishat. He's in effect saying that the Rosh is saying that the Rav passes like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. But he passes like Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina's din, that Agboye and Arbote is also considered. But Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina says that Agboye and Arbote is considered, but it has to be considered in terms of the particular behemoth that he shechts, or the oath that he shechts. Mashe'inki, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, they are chilek on Rav, and they hold that we always consider it in terms of what is involved in the shechita of Igas. So even though the Rosh said the Avod Avdin Alochek, may say Bishchitas dako lidako, ve'agboye ve'arbotze dako lidako aloha, can I say? He only means that is, he aloha, can I say, that agboye and arbotze is considered. Not that the shchite and agboye and arbotze is considered in terms of the particular balchai that he shechts. That not, because that's Rav shite, and the Rav Paschals like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Chanina happens to agree with Rav, but Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Chanina mentions another aloche, that Arboye v'Arbote is considered. But Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Chanina, in view of the fact that he agrees with Rav, that we measure it in terms of the particular malchai that he shecht, so mainly he says, gaso li gaso dako li dako. So he mentions the lotion of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Chanina. But he doesn't mean aloha kemei say in the whole din of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. He means aloha kemei say in the chidesh that Agboye v'Arbote is considered. But whereas Rabbi Yisrael Chanina considers it in terms of the particular balchai, considers it in terms of the particular balchai, so we pass like Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, that we consider it in terms of gasol, not in terms of the particular mochai. Now, that some mele in connection with the gasol, so we have to consider it in terms of the time involved in the act of shechita of gasol, plus the time involved in the preparation in connection with dako. So we have to measure it in terms of the time involved in the act of shrite, in the act of shrite of the gaso, plus the preparation of the gaso, preparation of the gaso, and the connection with off, in as much as off involves a minimal preparation, so maybe we ignore the preparation altogether, and we only have to measure it in terms of the time involved in the act of shritah of gasa, and no preparation, no preparation altogether. It's very complicated. I mean, the way the Bach explains the Rosh Shite in the Rih. So the way that the Bach explains the Rosh Shite in the Rih, so it is as follows. If you shechti gaso, you have to consider the time involved in the act of shechti of gaso, plus the time involved in the preparation of gaso. If you shechti dako, you have to measure it in terms of the time involved in the act of shechti of gaso, plus the time involved in the preparation of the gaso. If you shech enough, you don't consider the preparation of the gaso, and you only have to measure it in terms of the time involved in the act of shechti of gaso. In the act of shechti of gaso. So that means that when the Rif says halachic Rabbi Yisipar Pchanine, he only means halachic Rabbi Yisipar Pchanine vis-a-vis Rabbi Yisipar Pchanine finish. The Dagboya Varbote is to be considered. But whereas Rabbi Yisim Pchanina says it is to be considered in terms of the, its own peculiar Dagboya Varbote, time element. So the Rif passed by Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan that we don't measure it in terms of its own peculiar time element of Dagboya Varbote, but the Dagboya Varbote of the Gaza. And why does he say it's Liyan Shrite Hagboye Vearbote Dakali Dako Gasoli Gas Halocha Kemeisei? He means Halocha Kemeisei in respect to the Chiddush that Hagboye Vearbote is considered, not the Dakali Dako is considered. It's always Gasoli Dako that is considered. And in respect to enough, if you shecht enough, you only have to consider the Shrite of the Gasoli. And Harbotze, not at all, not at all. Why not at all? Because the restraining of an oath involves minimal time, clarifying. So maybe we ignore it. This is how the Bach explains. The shite of the Rif. Now the Trishe, in Simcha Gimel, he explains it differently. He says, after all, the Rosh says, "L'yeshrite avoye v'arbote gaso gaso dako dako aloch kenezim." So that means that the Rosh says that according to the Rebbe, so we are shyer. The Hagboye Ve'arbote of every Balchai that shechts in terms of the particular behemoth, the Balchai shechts. So the question is, but the Rosh himself said at first that since the Aloha is like Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, and Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan say that Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan say Behim Oliyof, that Behim Oliyof, so Kolshkin, I'm sorry, since they say Behim Oliyof, so Kolshkin Behim Ogaso Lidako, so the criterion is always the time involved in the Behim Ogaso. So he says, the Drisha says, that according to the Rosh interpretation of the Rif, so the Rif holds as follows. The Rif holds as follows. Insofar, you see, as now Rabbi Yisipar Pani himself, he says, what the Rosh of Rabbi Yisipar Pani? Ki yesh yad v'eno v'yarbitzeno v'yishchei dako v'gaso v'gaso. So that means we have to consider the time element peculiar to the particular Balchai. being in connection with the act of shechita itself, and being in connection with preparation. So that means Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina actually agrees with Rav that we consider the time element peculiar to that behemoth or that balchai that he shechts. If he shechts it also, so it requires more time, you know, to shecht it and to prepare it. If he shechts it ako, it requires less time. And if he shechts enough, so it requires a minimal time, the shechite and the restraining. So you always have to consider the peculiar time element involved in the particular thing that you shecht, whether it's igaso or idako or enough. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, he agrees with Rav. He agrees with Rav. But what the Rif paskens, like Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, insofar as the act of Shechita itself is concerned. He paskens like Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Chanina. But insofar as the preparation is concerned, so he paskens like Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Chanina. He paskens like Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Chanina. And he paskens like Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Chanina. And that has to be considered. It has to be considered gaso li gaso and dako li dako. So that means, according to the Drishes Pshat in the Rif paskens as follows. When you shech the gaso, you have to measure it in terms of the time that is involved in the act of shechita in the igaso, plus the time that is involved in the act of restraining the igaso. If you shecht a dako, so you have to measure it in terms of the time that is involved in the act of shechita of igaso, plus the time that is involved in restraining idaka, not igaso. That's what makes it so confusing. And if you shecht enough, you only have to consider it in terms of the time involved in the act of shechita igaso, and no time is allotted for preparing. That's the drishes pshat in the Rosh. There's a delicious pshat in the Rosh. I mean, the delicious is in Simeon. I think that will be enough for today. Now, for tomorrow, please go over the small piece of the Gemara, the Flamen and the Beis, and we'll get tasted. Okay.
Yerodeh Chulun Chav Shir Chav Vav Bad Rosh Hashiva Vav Tishrei Tav Shem Mem Hei, October 2nd, 1984, on Tuesday.
Now, that is short. The Bach Pshat in the Rosh is that the Rosh is saying in the Rif that the Rif passes like the Rif by a Kamine in regard to the point that we consider the Kamine of Botsereko in the Shiva. The preparation of that we pass from like a Mizma Kamine. But insofar as the Rosh, I mean insofar as the Mizma Kamine is deemed Gaso and Gaso, and insofar as this is deemed of the of Gaso and Gaso, Dako and Dako is concerned, so we don't pass like a visit, but we pass like Shmuel Rabbeinu, that we always consider the time involved in the Shechita of the Gaso, even in connection with the Shechita of the Dako, So we consider the time involved in the shechita of the gaso, even in connection
with other nishot, with other nishot. And it's true that the Rosh uses the washing. The Rosh uses the washing. Dako gabin aloha kemeitzei b'shritas dako lidako ve'agwe v'agotzo dako lidako aloha kemeitzei. So he says, ve'agwe v'agotzo dako lidako aloha kemeitzei. He doesn't mean aloha kemeitzei, the dako lidako. He just uses the lotion of Rabbeitze Mabchanine. Rabbeitze Mabchanine is lotion. But he means the point that we consider agwe v'agotzo as well. We include in the time element the time involved in the Agweva Agot, but we measure it in terms of the time involved in the Gasa. In the Gasa. Alright. That's the basket. Now the precious chart, and from the Ramyontet it's Mashma, that he explains the Roshi on the Trisha. The Trisha says as follows, that he understands the Roshi of the Rosh, the Akal Gal, the Im, Halocha Kimeise, Mishkita Zdako Lidako, the Agwe, the Agwotze Dako Lidako Halocha Kimeise, that, in other words, while the Bezemer Kamine, mentions Dako Lidako Gaso Lidaso, being in connection with the act of Shkita itself, and being in connection with the preparation, so we only pass for the Bezemer Kamine in connection with the preparation, but in connection with the act of Shkita itself, so then we measure it in terms of the time involved in the Shkita of the Gaso, even in connection with the Dako. So that seems to be very strange. I mean, what's this for? It doesn't, on the surface, it doesn't even make sense. Monefshah. Are we to be Mishayeh, the time involved in the Shkita of the Gaso, even in connection with the Dako? So we should consider that in respect to the Shkita also. We should consider that in respect if we are to consider the time involved in the Shkita of the Yaso, even connection with the Dako, even connection with the Dako, so the Mele, even the preparation should be considered in terms of the time involved in the preparation of the Dako, even though we share the Dako. And if we say that we have to measure it in terms of the time involved in the particular animal that we are shechting, so then, even in connection with the act of Shkita itself, we should measure it in terms of the time involved in the act of Shkita, of the particular animal we are shechting. Why is it that according to the Rosh, according to the Trishas, but I want to shout, so insofar as the act of Shkita is concerned, we always consider the time involved in Shechting Gaso, even when we Shechti Dako. And insofar as the preparation that we are what it's concerned, so we consider Gaso and Gaso Dako. What's the pshat? Now, I think that it can be explained. It's very complicated, but I think it can be explained. In other words, there is a shaila in regard to the psul of Shin. What kind of psul is it? Is it the same kind of psul as chlode? Halacha is by chlode that if he puts the sack in, the leaves the semen, and the satchel is not exposed, is hidden beneath the simen and the shirt. So the shirt is possible. So if there is a pause between the beginning of the shirt and the final stage of the shirt, a certain kind of pause, a substantial pause, so then the shirt is possible. Or the din of shir is something else. The din of shir is, implies, that in order the shir should be chayor, so the behemoth has to be nishkato in one act of shir, not in two acts of shir. And if there is shir between the initial stage of the shir and the final stage of the shir, so then there is no tzil. So then we say that the behemoth was not nishkato in one act of shir, but it was nishkato in two acts of shir. Let's say he was shechet, let's say a third of the simen, and then he paused, let's say for a few minutes, and then he finished the other two thirds of the simen. So later we say that the behemoth was not nishkato from one act of shechet, one mice of shechet, but in two mice of shechet. There is no tzil, and in order that the behemoth should be cheo, it has to be nishkato in one mice of shechet. Apparently, according to the vicious pshat in the Rosh is saying that both halachas are true. In other words, we have a halacha that Hashem b'sakim ra after toayim kulitz kosher. So mele, if there is one mice shkite, in one mice shkite aliste, so then we don't. Then there is no tsurashi. Even though there would be a pause, a substantial pause between the initial stage of the shkite and the final stage of the shkite, as long as the initial stage of the shkite and the final stage of the shkite are part and parcel of one shkite of this day, so then it is kosher. So then it is like a shkite sucking around kohen. But when can there be tzurah shiye? If the behemoth is not nishchato in one act of shiye, if the behemoth is nishchato in two acts of shiye, so then the halacha is the shiye passes. But now that the halacha is there has to be tzil. In other words, without shiye in the second mice of shchite, so then the shchite wouldn't even be possible. Even though there is no tzil and it's too much shir. The tzul of shir implies that if it is nishkato behene in one shkita avichte, so then it doesn't matter whether it's shir between the beginning of the shkita and the final stage of the shir. As long as the behene was nishkato in one act of shir. But if the behene was nishkato in two acts of shkita, So then there is a halacha that if there is shia in the second mice shkite, then the shkite is possible. So mele, according to the Rosh, now Rab Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, they don't mention preparation. They only mention the shia involved in the act of shkita itself. But they don't mention any shia, any pause that is involved in the preparation for shkita. Who mentions the shia involved in the preparation for shkita? Rabbi Yisi Barab Hanan. Rabbi Yisi Barab Hanan. But Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan only mention the shia that is involved in the act of shkita itself, not the shia that is involved in the preparation. So the Rosh says that it does not mean that Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan are chilek hadaris b'chayim. They just don't discuss that. But the question is, why don't they discuss it? Why do they discuss only part of the halacha of shia? I mean, they should discuss the whole of shia. The answer is because it's two separate halachas. You see, Rav ben Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan discuss the psula pshia as such. The psula pshia as such, the chia passes like chlore passes. So chia per se passes only when the chia is involved in the act of shkita itself. But if the chia is involved in the preparation, then that kind of pause does not pass the chia. More than one Maize Shkite. But in the Bahamian is Nishkito, in one Maize Shkite. So then it's like a Shirk in the Sakin Ra. So after the Torahim Fule, it's not possible. There is no aloha that the Bahamian has to be Nishkat in one Maize Shkite. It can be Nishkat in two Maize Shkites also. In two Maize Shkites also. So Mele, the Shia mentioned by Adesha Pachamine, the Shia involved in the Shia involved in the preparation for Shite, in the Avodah Avotze, is only descriptive of the Hefsek between one stage in the act of Shite and the other stage of the act of Shite, which separates the final stage from the first stage, so that the final stage is not considered as the hemshach of the first stage, but as a separate maizeshkin. So they only say that if the interval between the initial stage of the shkin and the final stage of the shkin was so substantial that he could have prepared another behemoth for shkin, so then that kind of an interval intervening between the initial stage of Shkita and the final stage of Shkita separates the two stages so that they are not considered as part and parcel of one Shkita Aruch, but that they are considered as two separate Maizeh Shkits, as two separate Maizeh Shkits. But suppose he shared just the time that is involved in preparing another animal for the Shkite, so then it's considered that the final stage of Shkite is a separate act of Shkite. It's not a hemshach of the first act of Shkite. But that in itself wouldn't pass the Shkite. So the name is Nishkite on two by the Shkite. Then, if the behemma is nishkita in two maize shkite, so then there is a psula of shia in the second maize shkite. So then, if in addition there is a pause in the second maize shkite, that is involved in shechting another behemma, so then it passes. This passes the second Maizeh. But if there is no hefsek between the initial stage and the final stage, so then it means that the final stage of the Shkite is a hemshach of the initial stage of Shkite. So Mele, if it's a hemshach of the initial stage of Shkite, so Mele. It's not possible because the behavior is nishkito in one act of shkita nishkita arichte, so it's considered like a sheikh in bisakim ra klayim. So that's why the Rosh says according to the vicious shah from the Rabbi Shah, that is like this: if he shechts igaso, so then the shkita is only possible if he was sheikh the enough time that is involved in shechting the gaso, plus the time that's involved in preparing another gasa for Shema. Because if you were shared between the initial stage of Shema and the final stage of Shema, enough time within which you could prepare another gasa for Shema, so then it means that the final stage and the initial stage are separated. They're not part and parcel of one Shechita Arichta. One Shechita Arichta. So, and then in addition, he made the pause in the second act of Shechita, the time that is involved in Shechita Niyaso. So then, the Shechita in the second act of Shechita passes the Shechita. The second act of Shechita passes. And if you Shechita Tzedako, so in order to separate the final stage of the Shritte from the first stage of the Shritte, so that the final stage should be considered a separate Maizeh Shritte, not a Hemshech of the initial stage of the Shritte. So if they intervene between the initial stage and the final stage, enough time within which to prepare a similar behemoth in Dako for Shritte, so then that separates the final stage of the Shritte of the Dako from the initial stage. So male behemoth is not Nishkato in one Shritte Arichte. If it's not Nishkato in one Shritte Arichte, so then the Psul of Shia applies to the second Maize Shritte. And if in the second Maize Shritte there is a pause so long that within that pause he could have shech a gaso, some melee, the second Maize Shritte becomes possible. The second Maize Shritte becomes possible. So in other words, it's two separate halachas. The Shia involved in the preparation is to separate the final stage of the Shritte from the first stage of the Shritte, so that the final stage of the Shritte would not be considered as the Hemshech of the initial stage of the Shritte. But that would itself be impossible, because there is no halacha that the Behemah has to be Nishchat in one Maizeh Shritte. It can be Nishchat in two Maizeh Shritte also. But if it's Nishchat in two Maizeh Shritte, then Shia in the second Maizeh Shritte can pass. So the Shia in the second Maizeh Shritte that is as long as the time that is involved in Shechting a Gaso, that passes the second Maizeh Shritte. That passes the second Maizeh. That passes the second Maizeh. But suppose the Shia involved in the second Maizeh Shritte is only long enough within which to give Maizeh Shritte in Dako, not in the Gaso, then there is no Shia Piselis in the second Maizeh Shritte. So even though there is a mafsik between the initial stage of the Shritte and the second stage and the final stage of the Shritte, but the Shritte is not possible, because even though the Dako was Nishchat on two Maizeh Shrittes, it's still changed. It's still changed. Now let's go over the Loshi of the Loshi.
Aber beim Schiisch, wo Abel Abiechen, wie ich hier oben nein. Aber beim Schiisch, wo Abel Abiechen, wo Schmuel, wo du mir schier, wo er war, 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 wo
they don't discuss the hefsek that separates the final stage of shita from the first stage of shita. They only discuss the psul of shita, the psul of shita in the second mice of shita. We both before shall shita in masnis, in shahim and shita's behim olay, or nima behim oly behim obey play, avot in shita we both before in nima shiash, shio shiash shita we bado, we shem wa hagbore da avotze, habi bechlau ke ni shita. ומשהו לפיר שוהים, כל הפחמים ופירים, במסמיס מכל ידוי, על פי ברירה בלגי יחנן, ואין שום אמר חלק על הפחמיה, וכי משהו נתן דבר בא ופזר, שהאין בי כל ברירה בלגי יחנן ושמואל, ופוסק הלוחק לגי יחנן ושמואל, והאין בי בלגי זה בפחמיה, כדי שהגנן עוד יבצנו ונשחי דקו ודקו ודעסו ודעסו, ומאחר שפוסק הלוחק לגי יחנן ושמואל, דפים בהם ראי, כל שכים במשאבים או במשאז גסו מדעת. אלו להם לרבי סבר חנין, אלו לפסק הלוכה, דאגוי דאגות לשנינו, דאו זה הולך לכל רב ושמול רביכם. They don't discuss the din of shea. It's two separate הלוכס of shea. The shea in the act of shchite is a הלוכה that passes the second mice of shea. The shia in the preparation implies not that it passes, but that it separates, that there is no till between the first, the initial stage of the shkete and the final stage of the shkete. Inasmuch as in the interval there was enough time to prepare another animal for shkete. So then there is no till. So then the final stage of Shkita is not considered as a hemshach of the initial stage, but as a separate by the Shkita. But that in itself wouldn't pass over Shkita. So the behemoth is nishkitoin to my Shkita. So what? But if the behemoth, as long as the behemoth is nishkitoin one Shkita Rechte, then there is no tzul of Shia. So you shechit kalayim, sakirak kalayim. But if the behemoth is not nishchito in one shchita arichte, in one continuous act of shchita, but in two separate acts of shchita, so then there is a tzul of shia in the second mice shchita. The second mice shchita. And what is the shia of shia in the second mice shchita? So whether he shechts a gaso or a dako, as long as the pause was long enough within which to shecht another gaso, even though he's shechting now a dako. So that kind of shia passes the second mice shia. But without the shia involved in the preparation, so then. There wouldn't be any, so then there wouldn't be any two mice shkites. There would be one shkita richte. So then there is no absorption if there is one shkita richte. Bamasnis and koyer, royal bin rabba bechen, ben shuma mere chenit al rabchamine, bechen masha mitech. דילי הבאו חזר, שהאין כל דילי רב רבי יחנין ושמואל, פוסק הלוחק רבי יחנין ושמואל, ואין דילי רבי יסבב חנינה כדי שהגן רבי המצנו ונשחי דעת ודעת 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 עשו, ומאחר שפוסק הלוחק רבי יחנין ושמואל, רק אם בין ראי קושי ושארים ונשייס דעת ודעת עשו, אלא רבי יסבב חנינה אלו, פסק הלוחק, דעבוי ועבוצה, ולשמיינו דאו זה ונחליקו רב ושמואל לגבי יחנן. ומה שווה הידי, זה גם חנינה שגם הוא ישראל שיר אבות זהו אחת ונחתבי, כי אין הלוכת רבי יסד וחנינה בכל פורו, because he says גסו וגסו, and דקו ודקו, and the הלוך is like שמואל לגבי יחנן. That we are sharing with גסו ודקו, מפי שרב סולית תרצים, שרב יסד וחנינה, תפי שירה, בואי, 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 In other words, he mentioned Gasol Gasol Dakol Dakol in connection with that way of our body. He is with that big mahas, posing about our tradition. Yoma Bimulei, who posed an aloha and initiated our body, King Shabino Bimulei, in Shabino Tishio and way of our body. Bimulei, who it is she or she has been on the hood, who is there, it is she has been on the hood in Shabino. Going to Lino Kulahai, the Shire bad way of our body, the Himalay, who we are in Mihe. Masheim the Rabbis of Hamine, which appears before, had boy be a botse dakoi dako vidaso vidaso. Now, then he says here basically, so the Bach, and that, I suppose the teacher will agree, he changes it. The Lord says, look in that boy sabah, be dakoi dako vidaso vidaso, for the cause of basically, the Akko God being a lot of him, he said, because he is so far as Shiva Seid is concerned, so we only consider the time element involved in the activity itself. The Avodah Gavdin Aloha Kineza, the Shabbat Dakhali Dakhali, the Avodah Gavdin Aloha Kineza, Dakhali Dakhali, Aloha Kineza. Aloha Kineza. The Chay Mashman, the Teh, the Dimur of Chamine, the Dikoma, the Shiyogi, Behema Acheres, Mashma Behema Acheres, Kayetzi Besu, the Dikoma, Shiyogi, Behema Bishu. Now it's briefly, according to the Ish's Pshat, in the Rosh is saying that there are two halachas, two points in Shia. One is a Shia that separates the final stage of the Shia from the first stage of the Shia, so that it wouldn't be considered a Shia Avich as one as a Shia. Because as long as it's considered one as a shite, we are not worried about it. So then it's like Hashem is besatim ra. So after you call again, pull this question. As long as the behemoth is nishkar, in one long maizishim. But if there is a shia between the initial stage and the final stage, and the shia is long enough within which to share another behemoth of the same kind, let's say, gasol with gasol, and not to share, but to prepare another behemoth for shritte, gasol with gasol, dako with dako, then there is no till between the initial stage and the final stage. So then the final stage is considered not as a hemshah of the initial stage, but the separate mitzvah. Once we establish that the behemi is not nishchito in one long act of shchita in the shchita harichte, but in two mises shchites, so then there is a psul of shia. But the psul of shia applies only to a case when the behemi is nishchito in more than one mises shchita. But as long as the behemi can be considered as being nishchito in one shchita harichte, there is no psul of shia. So after Shita Falayim, after Shita Falayim, but if there is a Shia Kedeshi Mishchait, Behema Achaz, of the same kind, Gassel and Gassel, Dakar and Dakar, so then, it's not one Shkita Rechte. So then there is a Psul of Shia. Then there is a Psul of Shia. And that Psul of Shia depends upon the time involved in shechting a Behemo Gasa, even if he shechting it out. Even if we are dealing with it out. Ubei kidishi albiya behim otako yamtsal mishe.
In shechting the gasol, not in shechting time involved
این شرط میدن. شاید با خود به این گسوهی به این چی کسان میشهدید با خود از دکل دکل دونه با خود از گسوهی دکل دین تیم همو نکل به این شاید با خود به این بگم کسان این شو نو یاد کنید نکم این شو ایشیم دیدو یا بیتن ایشیم شخیط بو مشمع که به شخیط از کسی مونه نو He didn't have the right gears at the Oshiram. Because the right gears is not here. Not in the Shishra, they need someone. But, according to his gears, finishing, Yadeno, we are with Dako, with his Shrit, Shritted Moor. So, what do you mean, Shishra? Philosophically, not paranoid. I think the Pshatma Roshi is, he says it's Mashma. From the Rambam, that the Shi or Shie is measured in terms of the time involved in shechting the synonym completely, not raising on it, he said. Why? Because apparently the Rosh assumed that when the Rambam says Kin Shi Ishri Shrita Gmur, he means the Shrita that is necessary, not who holds him on it, rocks him on it. So in other words, so when does it become the veil of Adai, he will share enough time within which one could check the whole thing. But if he will share him, the share was just long enough within which to check the whole thing, so then it's not valid anymore. And he says, no, if he making the pause is long enough for the bridge to shech off Simon, so it should be valid there. You will discover that in great Simon Sunday it should become valid there. The Avodah, the Makinion, the Hatzlach, the Avodze, if the Avodze haven't the fall in the Shkite, if the Avodze in the Shkite as the Avodze. Aber mit Schochat rief sie Moni, also nur herrscher Schritt. Also nur herrscher Schritt. All right. Now, that's the whole rush. Now let's turn to the other. שחת מעט, אישור מעט, וחוזר בשחת מעט, אישור מעט, עד שגומר השחיתה, ובאישור המחס, שיר השיר, אבל כשתך שיר, נצטר לפחור, שיר שיר, הרי תשעת כולי, וכי למשור, כדי שיגיענו ויעמצנו, וכדי שישחי, נהיו את הסימונים, Der Bart wird der Wald gelassen. Wollte mich in die Schrift schreiben. Der Bosch hier sieht, ich bin schon, ich habe den und die Abendzennung. Ich habe den und die Abendzennung, auch mit dem ich in die Schrift schritte nur, soll ich auf den Weg. Jetzt drehen, schritte nur, so, wenn ich gefangen bin. So, der Wald hier sieht, וכדי שנשחק ומיר את הסימנים לבד, לא הייתי שנשחק שחק הגבור, הרי זו סופית מיני. There is a very long mind, I'm not going to go there. when I wish inside, because that will take too much time. But you should go when I wish inside. Very long marriage. Now, but just let's see what his mission says.
So the question is even this verse. In other words, Shia requires two elements. First of all, the time involved in preparing the animal for Shkita, and the time plus time involved in shechting them. So what is the necessary Shkita in shechting the animal? Hotzimon, not Mitzvon. So the pause consisted just of the time involved in shechting Mitzvon. Why should it be something available? So it should be Vadai Cheo. There's the Kasha against the Rambam. I think the chapter in the Rambam is wrong. When the Rambam says, when Mir Dasimoni, he doesn't mean just Mitzvon. The question is, you say Mitzvon, what does it mean? Let's say one third is a mute, one fourth is a mute, one fifth is a mute, one sixth is a mute, one seventh is a mute, one eighth is a mute, one ninth is a mute, one tenth is a mute, one twentieth is a mute, 100th is a mute. So when the Rambam says it's certainly available, if he was shared long enough within which to be magdia and marbits, an animal for shritte and to shecht a mute, plus shechting mutes, what do you mean shechting mutes? To shecht a mashal less than half, or to shecht a third, or to shecht a fourth, or to shecht a fifth, or to shecht a sixth. What do you mean? So obviously what Rambam means, mutes and money means that mute that is necessary to be mashal door. In other words, he started to shecht, and he cut one third of the heket from the sinner. One third of the heket of the circumference of the semen. So how much more is necessary in order to finish it after all? One sixth plus. Because what is all? Three sixths plus. A little more than three sixths is all. Now, he was sheikhed, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the morning. He started to shech. And he was shechet one third. He was shechet one third of the sinner. And then he stopped. He took a pause. So he took the pause at a minute after six. So how much? So at the time when he started the pause, how much more was necessary to cut in order to have the whole sinner cut? 1/6 plus. Because one third was already cut. One third is 2/6. 2/6 plus 1/6 plus would be wrong. So in other words, he was shared. I ask the question when he says, he short in me as a money. What does he mean by he short in me as a money? One third, one fourth, one fifth, one sixth, one seventh. What does he mean by short in me as a money? The answer is, he means by shock and mirror's money, the quantity that is necessary to be mashed from the cut already made to rob sinner.
if before he started the poems, so he had already caught one third of the sixth. So how much more is the plus side to be matching the 1/6 plus? So it means he was sharing 1/6 plus. 1/6 plus. If, let's say, he made a cut of one sixth, and how much is necessary in order to cut it off? 3/6 plus, and he cut just 1/6, and then he made a pause, he took a pause. So if the pause was long enough within which to be Magdia and Mahab into the behavior, and to share, let's say, 2/6 plus to be mashed into all, so then it's not a good behavior. So when he says new, the Rambam means that kind of new that is necessary in order to be mashed into all. Depending upon the cut, he made before he took the pause. That's what the Rambam means. Now, we saw that there are two pshatim in the Rosh pshat in the Rebbe, that the Bach pshat and the Drish pshat. And the Magalyon Tepetrius to explain the Rosh in the same way as the Drish. Now, according to the Bach, the Rosh is saying in the Rebbe, that the Rebbe paskens like Shmuel and Yechne, the Shmuel and Yechne, like Shmuel and Yechne, but and not like, so what does Shmuel and Yechne say? That we always measure it in terms of the time involved in Shachtin Yigasa, even when Shachtin Yigasa, so we have to measure it in terms of the time involved in Shachtin Yigasa. So we don't ask like Rabbi Yisrael Tamina says, Gaso Yigasa Dako Yidako, and the Rif Pasko Bashmira Bilchamen, that it's always in terms of Gaso. In terms of Gaso. Even when Shachtin Yidako. Even when Shachtin Yidako. But he mentioned the Rabbisim of Khamenei's memory because we do pass for the Rabbisim of Khamenei in regard to the halacha of the Rabbisim of Khamenei, that the time involved in preparing the animal is also included in the Shia time of it. That's the Pshat by the Bach. Now, the Pshat by the tradition is that we pass through like Rabbi Yisrael Khamir, not only in regard to Rabbi Yisrael Khamir's Chiddush, that the time involved in preparing the animal is included in the Shir, but that in respect to the preparation of the animal, so we measure it in terms of the particular animal we have, Gasol, Gasol, Dakol, Dakol. It's true, he passes like Shmuel, that we measure it in terms of Gaso, even in respect to Dako, but that's only in connection with the act of Shkiti itself, but in connection with the preparation for Shkiti, so we consider Gaso with Gaso, Dako with Dako. Now, the question is, how can you appreciate explain that the Rosh that way, but that seems to be contrary to what the Torah mentions name of the, when the two mentions, in the name of the Rosh, in two places. First of all, in the Kitza Piski Rosh, that was written by the two, you know, in back of the Rosh, so you had the Kitza Piski Rosh, that was written by the two. That's a summary of the Piski Rosh. So look. So the second period, paragraph test. So he says, Shia Pisalis to the Shkita space, Money Shal Deimo, they are going, they are what say, Gasol, Dako, Dako, they eat later. The Rash, not the Rash, but the Rash. Ura Altes, Kidishia, Bia, the Yardits, the Yishri. אפילו גסו מדקו, וכדי שחית אז בהנדה, הוא לא יעבוד עליהם. So you see that קיצה פסקי, הראש mentions it like the פשט of the Bach, not like the פשט of, not like the פשט of the, of the, of the, of the דריש. He says, הוא ראותס, כשיגיע ביארדיץ וישחי, אפילו מגסו מדקו, וכדי שחיטס בהינו, הוא לא יעבוד עליו. But as far as גסו and דקו is concerned, so you always consider the time involved in שחטים מגסו, even when you deal with the דקו. כשיגיע ביארדיץ וישחי, אפילו מגסו מדקו, he doesn't say that Yalvitz gasol gasol dakol dakol. What he says is the Bach says, "Ikishadia Yalvitz yishchei apilu gasol dakol." That's one thing, like the Bach, and the like the Bach. Now, then, let's see the motion of the two. שחיתה אוסר לאחר משחיתוסק ואילו אין לי משחיתה שיהיה דרוסך לבי הדרומה בעיקר שיהיה קיצת שימו חוגים הרי שישחר ישחי ויגיע יודה יקים לידו שחומר השחיתה ושור בין מנזים בין משגי בין מהינס בין דרוסק יחוז ההוא יאחר ויגומר שחיתוסק השחיתת שלו, ימשור שיר או שיר, וחמו שיר או שיר כדי שחיתה אחרס. ופוס הקרשה כדי שחיתה אז בהימו דסו ומשיר אז דסו, וכדי שחיתה אז בהימו דקו ומשיר אז דקו, וכדיהי פריד. נדמו יש רק רב, ואח שחיתה למשלים הם בו, יש שם מנהל בקבוצה במדס נשחל שנשאר עם הרגל וכתיחס הסימון מלבד זה לא רק לא יש there is a מחלקס between רב and between רב and שמול הנביך and on one hand who say that we will only consider the act of Shkutin itself and the priest of Tamine and Rapamine who says we also consider the time involved in the preparation. So we ask him that we are only shy in terms of the act of Shkutin itself, act of Shkutin itself, that's a hum. The ancient ancient Shaharim Yerdei Shiyakiyam Senor Yishchotem. Why? Because as the Rosh says, the Rosh no machlekes. Just Rachmu and Rechon discuss one thing, and Rav Chanina discusses another element, the preparation. Und wie auch in die Scharen für die Schritters passen wollen, er will die Schritters Rock zu erster Schritt. Die Chemikos Baramba. Er will schritten die Opfer, die Kosa die Dako, die die Atrille war am Wurzel, und Schritters Dako, und die Gasso, die la gue la voce in scrittato e di gaso che di la gue la voce in scrittes gaso e dei che di si avvia dei mutato di avvicena di isco un rabaufes ma lucia un rabaufes a filo di daco in ei mi si avvino che di scrittas gaso da agoroso da agorososo di un zee rischi a degli ovvizzati. Und der Baufer sagt, wenn die Dako und Rehm in Scharinung, die die Schrittas Gasso der Agoroso, der Agorososo,